Welcome everybody back to Eerie Encounters with Josh and Anthony. Tonight, we're going to do a very fun episode, very intriguing episode. Before we get into the episode that we're going to do tonight, guys, I want to remind all of our listeners and subscribers, check us out on YouTube. We have a page on YouTube now, and we also have our Instagram page set up. If you guys want to get into contact with us on Instagram or through email to share an encounter or be a guest, that's going to be oneeerieencounters@gmail.com. Tonight's episode, guys, it's going to be about shadow people. The shadow people, you know, I feel like everybody has had an encounter with a shadow person or a shadow entity. You would at least have had to have had one time in your life of, did I really just see that out of the corner of your eye? Or that feeling while you're in a room or just being watched and you can feel something and you see something out of the side of your eyes. And I mean, there's a lot into it, and this subject isn't really talked about that much. I kind of like to compare it to the Black Eyed Kids. You know, it's not talked about that much. And really, it's kind of used more for trying to make it a popular tag, I guess you could say. And it doesn't get enough discussion about it. It doesn't get brought up as much as it rightfully should be, because I do believe that shadow people or shadow entity is real, and it happens on a very regular basis, a lot more than what people want to acknowledge about shadow people. My thoughts on shadow people, I have a lot of thoughts of shadow people. Anthony, do you want to jump into it? And
oh yeah, shadow people, I believe most of them are like demons. Sometimes it could be like a spirit that's roamed around for many years. My past eerie experience, I have to say my worst one was in back of my buddy's shed in back of his house, a place I used to drink alcohol and do drugs in, and no joke. I believe shadow people are very eerie. Like I said, the one that I was seeing would have like sharp teeth, skinny looking figure with like claws. And then I say my second eerie experience was the last house I lived in this past year in Grass Valley, and it was a shadow figure of a man wearing a trench coat and a 1940s like you know, type of hat,
like a fandora.
Yeah, I just couldn't say it, but you know, it was tall, and I seen it like the shadow figure of the man on the door. I don't know if it was like what you were saying, the government shadow people.
Yeah, the shadow government. Yeah,
shadow government.
So, you know, my view of the shadow people or shadow entities is I do believe that there is evil ones. You know, I don't know if I would put those as demons, but I do believe that there's demons that do present themselves as shadow people or shadow entities, whether it's an animal, a freakishly weird looking creature that's in a shadow silhouette and just this black mask. You know, I do think that there is evil ones that are not demons, and I think there's spirits that are just shadow people that can also be evil, and there's spirits that are shadow people that are just, you know, doing their own thing and they're not there to cause any harm. I also believe that there's the shadow government, and I'll get into the shadow government. And I know people are gonna, you know, think like, "Oh, whatever, dude. Like, what the hell are you talking about?" But with shadow people, majority, I think they definitely are their own entities. You know, majority of the time when people are having encounters with shadow people, it's most likely somebody that is just that shadow. It's a spirit that's just a shadow that's just kind of doing their own thing, and they're not going to cause any harm. And you're just seeing, you know, there's spirit that's in a shadow silhouette. But with I've had a couple of encounters with the shadow person or spirit, whatever you would probably want to call it. With the first time I had an encounter with it, I told you the story about when I was at my buddy's house, and like we kept having like this weird, you know, encounters and experiences of just, you know, you could just feel it in the air, like there was something going on, and it was a spirit or something of that nature. And you know, we would always get the feeling that it was always in the room, it was in the corner, excuse me, and it would just be pissed off. Like you could feel it, like you know that feeling, like when somebody's pissed off and glaring at you, and like you're not looking at them, but you can feel the energy. It was definitely like that 100%. And we would even feel like it would be like right in our face, like nose to nose at times. And we ended up drawing a picture of what we thought it was. And, you know, we were in a separate room, and so we weren't looking at each other's picture to like kind of copy what we were drawing from each other's drawings. And no shit, we ended up drawing the same thing. It was a very tall, skinny, just pitch black figure, very lanky arms, very long hair that went down to like its shoulders. And you know, so we fast forward into this a couple months later, and the same feelings that I was getting at my friend's place, I'm starting to get at my apartment when I was living with my parents. I was still a teenager when this was happening. And excuse me, like the hallway was so dark. It was very, very pitch black dark. And you had the bathroom and the laundry room just straight across from each other. So like the way that the hallway was shaped for each room, it was like the shape of a cross. And so at nighttime, like I said, it was really dark there. And you know, of course, like yeah, at night it's gonna be dark, but I would just get this feeling that something was standing in the hallway, and it was standing in the washer room, the laundry room, like halfway out, where you could just see the top part of its head and like the top part of its chest and arm, to where it was kind of leaning out and looking at you. I would see that on a couple of occasions, and it scared the hell out of me when that happened.
That's spooky.
Dude, it, really spooky, really eerie. And you know, I would tell my parents, well, not my parents, but my mom more or less, because my dad was working like graveyard shifts at that time. So I didn't really see my dad at nighttime that much. And you know, my mom just kind of shrugged it off, like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, you know, your mind's playing tricks on you. And you know, my mom never really took me serious about that kind of stuff. But it was, you know, so it was just me experiencing it. And you know, I'd even get the, I would get that feeling that I had that shadow person in my room. And even crazier, man, is I had an attic in my room, you know, the, just a, an old flap to get up in the attic, just a crawl space in the attic. And that thing was bolted down on hinges and it had a lock on it. And you know, when you get wind, like you could hear the wind gusting around up there. But one time, or it was actually more than once, it was a couple of times, maybe two, three times, that that latch, the opening to get up there, it opened up, dude, and it was flipped open. So, you know, to do that, you have to push up on it. And this was happening when I wasn't in the room. Like I would go to school and come back and like it'd be like that. And it was super scary, man. I really do believe in my heart that it was that entity that was causing stuff. And you know, I never experienced it ever again after seeing that shadow figure at that place. But I really do believe whatever it was, it's still at that apartment to this day. I think it stayed there and it's attached itself to whoever is there now. And that it's one of the most creepiest things I've ever encountered.
Yeah, it's pretty eerie.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like excuse me, I also had like another encounter when I was I would go to this the same buddy that I was having those experiences with at his apartment. I would cut through this one part to get to his house quicker. You know, it cut down my walk time by like 15 minutes. It was so drastically quick. But at nighttime, like the park got super dark, just like any normal park. But I never got like a really scared feeling. But the way that I would cut through it, it you would see shadow figures the, from like one tree to another tree. I mean, it ne that never really scared me or alarmed me. And I was never really aware of that happening until, you know, one time, like me, my buddy, and a couple other people in this little clique were hanging out at the park, and they were talking about the shadow government and, you know, how like the government's watching you and they can, you know, see you from like street lights, you know, with the cameras on there and all this shit. And I'd never heard of shadow government before. And they were saying like, yeah, you know, it's literally it's form of a shadow in the silhouette. And they are wearing like a raincoat and you know, a raincoat that kind of looks like a trench coat, but you know, not a trench coat. And they were wearing the fedoras and they would go, you know, from behind trees or, you know, phone poles or anything that can they could, you know, hide behind because they're a shadow and they could make themselves, you know, virtually disappear behind these objects. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, whatever, like you guys are fucking nuts. And you know, they kept talking about it and we started seeing it. Like, no shit, man. It was me and a couple of the guys that were there. You know, and the chicks were kind of off talking and doing their own thing. And you know, we started seeing it and I'm like, holy shit, man. Like, I could not believe it. And I would see that all the time. Every time I go to that park, man, at nighttime to get to my buddy's place, I would see it all the time. And I was never alarmed. Like I said, it didn't really scare me. But, you know, like the one I was having the encounter with in, you know, my apartment, that one really scared me a lot.
Yeah, I've seen like activity when I was homeless too, with shadow people. A lot of activity at night, especially like the cement slide area over in Roseville there, near the creek. I'd
Yeah,
see
yeah.
a lot of activity in the creek, and you can hear things moving. And it's not an animal; it's something else.
Well, we've had our experiences there, you know, with doing the ghost box sessions there, and that's definitely a part of an Indian tribe area, the Maidus. You know, I was going to kind of get into that. It's weird that you brought it up because in Cherokee tribes, they mentioned that shadow people, there's like different forms of them, like how I'm saying that there is.
Yeah.
And they say if you encounter a shadow person, face it, you know, don't run away from it, you know, face your fears and face it. And I'm just like, damn, dude. Like, you know, they were even saying that, like, they believe that there's the shadow government. And this one guy I was listening to on an old Art Bell interview, he was half Cherokee, and he had been, you know, raised in the knowledge of, you know, all the beliefs and everything. And he was, you know, they had some pictures come in that were drawn,
Yeah.
and he was looking at the pictures, and he straight up said, like, yeah, this one has to do with the government, and I'm not going to really talk about it and, you know, get on that subject. But he said that there's also pure evil ones, you know, just a regular spirit that is, you know, just there doing their own thing. And he even said that that death is a shadow person, and when death comes, it's really e enormous, and you could tell it's death. Like, you know it's death.
Yes.
So, like, another thing that I kind of wanted to, you know, bring up with the shadow people, man. I mean, yeah, you get the feeling, man. I mean, we've talked about it, like, when you're sitting in your room or laying down and you're just like, dude, like, I feel like there's something like standing there, like looking at me, or, you know, because I get the impression that shadow people are way different than ghosts. I think they're, you know, like I said, their own entities. But like with ghosts, you don't just get that feeling of like somebody's right there watching me with a ghost. I mean, you could, you know, more or less. I mean, everybody's experience is different, but I think when you get that feeling, I do think it's a shadow person, or it could just be a ghost, you know, that is in the form of a shadow person. But when you get that feeling, that's when you're going to have that encounter, though.
Yeah, especially when you feel like the eyes are on you, and then you see something like moving slowly against the wall, and then just disappears.
You know, I do believe that kids, you know, young kids, toddlers, I believe that they experience, you know, the shadow people and other things too, as much more compared as we do as adults, because their mind, it's wide open. Like that door is not closed. It's just completely wide open. And as us as adults, you know, we have that door closed. We only use half of our brain as adults.
Yeah.
Know, so, and I believe, like, once you get older too, you know, when you're really elderly, I believe you go back into the same effects of as a child. Like your brain, the doors open back up again. And you know, I do think that kids, children, and elderly have a lot more experiences with shadow entities and shadow people. And maybe that's why it's not talked about that much, you know, because if the elder talk about it, they're everybody's thinking, oh, you're just old and senile and you're gonna, you know, you're on death's door. So, you know, you're starting to lose it. Like, and you know, for a kid, you're like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, make believe, run along, junior. So
Yeah.
but I believe it's 100% sure. I don't believe, I know it's real 100% sure. And how many different entities are there? I don't know. I cannot say. I can only vouch for what I've seen. I mean, what do you think, man?
Oh yeah, it's 100% real. It's real, and another form is another form of them is like I was talking about, sharp teeth or claws.
I believe those are the demon ones, man.
Yeah.
know, another theory about it is that when, not when, but they also are other beings that are from another dimension that are, you know, traveling into other dimensions and they're just in that form. I don't know if you've heard that one before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that.
You know, they also talk about people that use methamphetamines. They say that they have the most records and documents of people that were using and high off of it, or you know, have used in the past with it, have these encounters with the shadow people. And, you know, from what they've said on their end, it's like a window being wide open. Like you could see a whole nother dimension and you can see shadow people everywhere. And, you know, I mean, it's no big secret, you know, the meth is, it's messing with your head and it's not, it's making you not see shit that's really not there and altering your mind and your
Yeah,
body. But,
it's opening things like portals and energy that to where you can see it and hear it.
yeah. Well, I mean, I've read some of the, you know, things that some of these people have said, and they said like it's been in broad daylight to where they could see the shadow people like walking down the street by them, and you know, they could like see them behind them, like they're like having an out of body experience, but so like they could see in front of them and they could see behind them at the same time, and they're seeing these shadow people. And you know, I mean, that's, dude, that's pretty fucking eerie, man. It's, you know, but I don't know how much of that one I could believe, because I've never done any, you know, of the methamphetamines before, but you know, so I can't vouch on that. But for so many of these users to you know, say that they've had these encounters, yeah, I could believe some of it, you know. They also say a lot of the, you know, scientists, a lot of the scientists say that the reason why we see shadow people, like they don't exist, they're not real, is from sleep deprivation, you know. So I mean, I can be on board with the sleep deprivation too, because it does fuck with your head. But for somebody that is getting enough sleep and is on, you know, a regular schedule and isn't doing anything to alter their mind, and they have an encounter, how do you explain that?
Oh yeah, it's like I've get enough sleep now, and I still see the same shit.
Yeah. Well, you know what, man?
I still get like the eerie feeling.
Yeah, I do too, man.
Yeah.
I do too. It's crazy, man. You know that it just makes you really wonder and think, like, what are these things? What are they capable of doing? And I know that a big belief on it is they're evil and they want to cause harm. That's a big belief about it. And I mean, I could be on board with that. Because, you know, with my experience, like I mentioned, you know, at the apartment that I was living in with my parents, it was not a good feeling seeing that thing. And it was never a good feeling, like always feeling that thing around me and being anywhere near me. But when I'd see it, it was even worse. And it never caused any harm to me, never inflicted any harm or did anything to me. But except for, you know, pump fear into me.
Yeah, that's what they
And
want. Well, they feed off that energy, you get fear.
yeah. I mean, if I was to see a shadow person right now, I would still get as scared as I did then. Maybe even more now because I'm older and I've had the encounters before. I mean, what do you think? What do you think causes a shadow person to even show themselves to a person? Or do you think that we're seeing them and, you know, like we're catching them, you know, we're seeing them when we're not supposed to, and they're like, oh shit.
I believe it has a lot to do with energy, time. Sometimes when our eye catches them, they probably don't even know it sometimes. And then when we call out on it, then with us being more aware, we're prone to see it more. But I don't know, with the whole like Mayan calendar thing and all that, the spiritual world locked time with our time. I don't know, there's more people that know more history on it, but and have more probably more knowledge on it, but from what my understanding is that the spiritual time lock is locked with our time. And that's why from like 3 a.m. there 10 to 3 in our time. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. But and it's pretty eerie, but I feel that there, you can see them all times of day and night. Like when I saw the one on the wall here at the house here, it was like early morning, so it was about like 6 a.m.
So like dawn.
6:30. Yeah, about dawn. So I mean, it's all the matter of time, dude. I think.
Yeah. I mean, so what do you think, man? Do you think like are you kind of in the same boat with me of what they are and the different ones, or you think they're just one of the, you know, one and all?
Oh, there's different ones. Like there's bad ones and negative demonic ones, and there's the ones of just like you're saying of ghosts just roaming in our time.
Yeah, man, you know, this is something that, you know, I mean, we only have so much information of what we've encountered on. And you know, we can only go based off what we've encountered and what our beliefs are in it. And I would be really interested to see what a medium has to say about it, bro. Like, you know, I'm just really curious, you know, to see what their perspective is, how they, you know, deal with it, how they interact with them. You know, and I do believe that there is several different types of mediums. I don't think all mediums can see dead people or tell the future or, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think there's different types of mediums. And but I would really be interested in speaking with the medium and get their perspective of, you know, shadow people and shadow entities. You know, I don't know, dude. They might tell us something that might scare the shit out of us, dude. Might be a little eerie, you know, too eerie for us.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of, dude, on mediums, there is one medium that is following us on our Instagram page, and her name is Michelle. I'll have to get the link for her YouTube channel, but she's really, really cool. She's legit, and you know, she's got some stories to share on you know, her personal experiences and, you know, encounters. You know, I'll put a link out there for her YouTube page, and I think you guys check her out. And I know, like, we've spoke with her, I spoke with her on Instagram briefly, you know, and she's willing to do an episode, so maybe we can get her on an episode here, and we could talk about shadow people and a couple of other things within that nature with her.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool, man. So on that note, guys, I've got nothing left more to cover up on the shadow people. You know, I could try to sell this as, you know, creepy pasta story time, you know, or creepy spaghetti stories, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to drag it out like that. Anthony, you got anything else to cover on them?
They're real. That's what I have to say.
Yeah, I know they're real. My advice for it is, I'm not going to give you the same advice that you know, the Cherokee Indians believe in, and you know, I'm not going to say, you know, face it and encounter it. I'm going to say, be aware of it, hold your ground, but do not try to tempt it. Don't even go out searching for it. If you're going to encounter one, it's going to happen all on its own. You know, that's really the best advice I can give out to anybody about it. And, you know, guys, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, hit the likes, leave comments. We love hearing from you guys. We love the support. And if you want to share a story or be a guest on the show, email us at oneeerieencounters@gmail.com. Until again, we're gonna sign off and hit the C, and we'll see you on the next episode, guys.
Have a good night.